It feels good for everybody. It's been a long time coming. It's something that we've been working towards over the last few weeks, and unfortunately we haven't managed to get it. But we said to the players before the game, keep doing the basics right, work hard, try and work harder than the opposition, be competitive, put your bodies on the line, and you never know where it's going to take you. And I think the players deserved it because of the endeavour, the work and the good attitude that they showed. And when you show them characteristics, you can earn your right to get a little bit of luck late in games. Look, they had 2 6-foot-5 centre forwards. They were a handful when they came on, and the odd ball was going past the box, past the post, or dropping. And you deserve that luck sometimes if you've done what we did do tonight and this afternoon.
We worked really hard. I mean, a clean sheet makes all the difference. And that's the first clean sheet since November. So that certainly helps, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And the first goal was a big turning point for us because I think we were the better team than them. I thought, it's a difficult pitch. Everybody knows that. And you can't play the football that you want to play. But you have to ask questions of the oppositions and of the opposition that you're playing against. And we did that today. We worked and turned them and were competitive with second balls. Got the goal from a great ball from Warnock into Polian, who got a half turn. And something that we've been working on all week, the players have to be more positive. They have to take the opportunity to shoot. Don't be looking for the odd pass. And then you saw the confidence grow, that the players sort of then were able to pass it in better areas. But we still had to do the basics right of defending and putting blocks on the line. And the character shone through, which is a big thing for everybody.
How pleased are you for Dom Polian? Because it's been a difficult time for him. You've left him out in the last couple of games, but what response?
Well, when you leave a player out of the team and you bring them back, you're looking for the perfect response, as you mentioned. He came to see me the other day, explained why he'd not played, and I said to this today when I named the team that you've been banging on my door, go and do something about it. And that's what he's done. I thought all the substitutions made an impact today. Yep. I thought Brunke was very good, competitive. Amari, obviously, coming back into the team, and Danny Devine shored things up. But I think it was a team effort. I think when you look at what we did today, there was a lot of wholehearted performances, and probably none more so than Colin Doyle.
Who I was just going to mention Colin, because was it his idea, or did he want to come back and play today?
100%. It was his sole decision. We knew he was going to be playing last night for Ireland, but he was always on a flight back from Turkey last night into Dublin. Got an early flight back from Dublin into Leeds Bradford this morning. He went back to bed for a couple of hours, and then it wasn't a decision that we made until 1:45 when we spoke to him. And he said he was fine to play. We had 3 goalkeepers warming up just in case in the warm-up he felt a twinge or something like that. But he showed great character to do what, and determination, and what it means to the football club and what it means to the players to perform for them.
Oh, and you get all this when you're on a poor run, don't you, that players haven't got the heart, they haven't got the passion, but that kind of epitomises it today.
Well, it did. And even that last 5 minutes of the game, that we're putting blocks in, we making it difficult for the opposition. And the last 5 minutes as a manager coming back into football, you're thinking, why am I doing this?
But then I can see you kicking every ball and heading every
but
cross.
Then when the final whistle goes, it's why you come back into football, because of the emotions that you've gone through. And it's as buoyant dressing room as you can imagine, because they've not had that feeling for a long time. And they're only human beings, and when the criticism that they've had, it can affect them. But obviously this is going to give us a big lift with a win, the clean sheet. Results have gone well for us today. I've said all along that nothing's ever finalised in middle or end of March with 9-10 games to go. We have to take care of ourselves, and we've done that today. What we've got to do is build off it and try and get a result at Blackburn on Thursday.
We heard you from you before kick-off talking about the snowball effects, and this is exactly what you were talking about, that you do win and you can go on something of a roll.
Well, the players have showed that already this season, that they've been very competitive and gone on decent runs, and other teams have done exactly the same thing. You look at the likes of Plymouth, Gillingham down near the bottom early mid-season, and have really come with a run to be on the periphery of the playoffs as well. So anything's achievable. Anything's still achievable for a number of clubs in League One to get into the playoffs. So we have to focus on what we need to do, but either show the same sort of attitude, desire, endeavour and quality at times when we've had the chance to play, then we're going to be a tough team to play against. But we have to make sure we do the basics right.
What do you make of Tony McMahon's positioning there? It was a big decision to maybe move him from the position out wide, but he did well, didn't he, central midfield?
Well, the reason for doing it was to get Gilliard out wide to where the space might be and carry the ball up the pitch. No disrespect to Tony, he's not really one who's going to carry you 30, 40 yards up the pitch, which Alex can do. And we just felt that Tony would be able to see that experience head. We felt that Lee Martin, for them, was a key player for them, and Macca could use his experience, use the ball when he got the opportunity, be competitive. And another big positive is that him and Romain have come through today's game without a booking, which I think goes over the threshold for a two-match ban. So that's it's been a good day all round in the end.
Yeah, and it's a bit of a monkey off your back as well when you come to a club with a big reputation, which you do have. You want to get that first win on the board, and it's finally arrived today.
Well, believe me, it's been hurting me more than anybody, because I've come back to work and I want to prove people what I'm capable of doing, and the results haven't gone for us. But it's a starting point for us, and let's hope that the reason why I come to this football will be suffice to see in the next few weeks with the runs that we can go on and the performances. So it's just great for everybody, because supporters have gone through a lot over the last few weeks.
They've
been very good in all the games that we've been, home and away. But you could feel the anxiety at the back end of the game, but you also could really feel them, that they were desperate to keep the ball out the goal as well. So we're all in this together, and it's a nice feeling to have. But we don't get too carried away. We're back in on Monday, ready for the preparation for Blackburn.
Yeah, I was going to say it's be a big game for you, that as well, personally, but we're going to go there and put in a performance.
Well, that's what we're looking to do. We're going to work
hard.
We've
got Charlie back as well.
And I think that's another big positive for us now, that he's going to be back. He's looked nice and fresh and sharp in training over the last few days. So it just adds to the competition for places that we've got.
I was going to say, will he get in the team now?
I can probably guarantee that he's going to be in the 18 somewhere down the line. And it'd be very foolish of me not to.
Well, enjoy your weekend. It's been a long time coming. Thanks, Simon.
Cheers, thank you.
There you go, Simon Grayson, joining us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live.